Today we continue our investigation of the 1990 Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum robbery, the largest unsolved art heist in history. In the latest episode of the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Last Scene, we're focusing on a retired FBI agent, Bob Whitman, and his claims that he was very close to recovering the stolen Gardner art. Joining us to talk about this, our senior producer and reporter for Last Scene, Kelly Horan. Hello again, Kelly.
Hello, Bob.
And hello to senior reporter Jack Rodolico. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning to you.
So, Jack, you first. Last week we looked at the FBI's main theory that at least some of the Gardner art traveled from Boston through Connecticut to Philadelphia for sale. And this week you talked to Bob Whitman, who was based in Philadelphia for the FBI. Tell us about him.
So Bob Whitman founded the FBI's art crime team, and he recovered, by his account, $300 million worth of lost art and antiquities throughout his career for the FBI. Really incredible things, an original copy of the Bill of Rights, a ring with a lock of George Washington's hair in it, a Rembrandt worth more than $35 million. Here's how one of his retired bosses at the FBI, a guy named Eric Ives, describes Whitman.
Bob Whitman, in a football analogy, was the quarterback. He had the experience and expertise, and unusual to many programs, Bob not only had the art expertise, but he also was an undercover agent. So it was a rare opportunity for us to take advantage of his skill set.
So Eric Ives says that Bob Whitman was the right guy at the right time. There was a lead that came in 2006 that there was a gang in France that had the Gardner paintings. The actual information was that they had a Rembrandt and a Vermeer stolen in the United States 2 decades earlier. Nobody said the word Gardner, but there was no other Vermeer missing in the world at that time. And what Whitman did was go to Miami, where he met with 2 French gangsters, and proceeded to develop a relationship with these 2 men who were essentially brokering the deal on behalf of a Corsican gang in France, where allegedly the paintings were being held.
Kelly, why did Agent Whitman believe these gangsters when they claimed they had the Gardner art?
Well, he spent a very long time cultivating a relationship with them, and that culminated in one of them drawing on a napkin what he called the triangle of trust, saying that we 3 men, a Frenchman named Sonny, a Frenchman named Lorenz, and of course Bob Whitman, who was posing as a shady art dealer named Bob Clay, we 3 men form a triangle of trust. Anything that passes between us doesn't leave us. And so he determined, after spending a lot of time with these guys, that they really did have a strong lead on where these paintings were. So his gut instinct was strong.
Okay, Jack, so Bob Whitman is undercover, but the Boston office of the FBI is also involved?
Correct. So the Boston office, to this day, controls the Gardner investigation. It's a crime that happened in Boston, and that's the way the FBI works. They hold on to their local cases. But Whitman was the undercover agent. So while he was the only one interacting with the criminals face-to-face, he was answering to bosses in Boston, even though he worked in Philadelphia. So there was this hierarchy that he was forced to, by FBI protocol, follow. And what he says happened is that a supervisor in the Boston office effectively sabotaged his efforts, that the closer he got to Sonny and Lorenz and the more intelligence came in that they could actually have these paintings, this supervisor in Boston started throwing up roadblocks and eventually tried to insert another agent to replace Whitman on the case, which is basically the reason that the whole thing fell apart. That was what Whitman said.
All right. So you use the word sabotage and roadblocks. Is Whitman essentially accusing the Boston office of the FBI of misconduct?
He did not say the word misconduct, but it's hard to interpret it as anything but that. He is saying that the closer he got to the art, the harder the Boston office made it for him to run out the lead to its full extent.
Kelly, what's the FBI say?
Their silence is so loud right now. They have not agreed to speak with us for this podcast. So we were really curious about this. Why would the Boston FBI, if it's true, why would they want to sabotage the what sounded like the best lead that they'd had since the heist? And we spoke with a former prosecutor who was attached to the Philadelphia art crime team for the FBI. His name is Dave Hall. You'll hear him in the podcast. And what he says is the reason is really all too human. It was about ego and clashing desires to be the one who brought these things back.
Okay, Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Same to you, Jack Rodolico, senior reporter for Last Scene.
Thanks, Bob.
Next week on WBUR's Morning Edition, did a notorious art thief come up with the idea for the world's greatest art heist at the Gardner?
They were going to get the paintings back. I was going to get money. And so there was no harm done.
You can download the first 6 episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. To listen on our website or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit WBUR.org/Last Scene.
Funding for Last Scene is provided by ADT. ADT 24/7 monitoring, designed and installed for you. For more information, visit ADT.com. And by Samuel Adams, Sam Adams Boston Lager, brewed with 100% heirloom hops. SamuelAdams.com, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.